if I had turned down your offer, I wouldn't be here. And if I had wanted to do differently, oh, you know that I would have. Oh, I can't see by the flame that you hold in your hand, but I like the way it lights up your face. Take any credit for this. I wake up and I find you like this. I wake up and I find you like this. If I had turned down your offer, I wouldn't be here. And if I had wanted to do differently, oh, you know that I would have. See by the flame that you hold in your hand, but I like the way it lights up your face. That
was Jessica Da Silva here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art? Torino,
the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the beautiful Dogwater Studios overlooking Reno, Nevada. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. I'm happy to have in the studio with me my good mate, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yo.
We've also got Cadillac Kim here. She's going to be hosting the start of our Women's March, and this time we've got Jessica, we've got Jesse, we've got Kristen. It's going to be awesome.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You almost didn't make it.
I got it, though.
You got it.
The post took off a layer of skin.
This is why you do what you do, because I would have totally fucked that up. Thank you for doing the intro, Rory.
As he was heading into the home stretch, I was like, he is going to fuck this up. No, he's not going to make it.
I almost lost it there. I tripped on my tongue for a second. So, yeah. I'm glad I got up, dusted off, and slid home.
You were befuddled and confused and beguiled by this lovely creature that we have in the studio.
Jessica. Did get lost that in that beautiful song.
That was an amazing song. Oh my God.
Thank you.
So, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce Jessica first. Say hi.
Hello.
So everybody can put a voice to a name. But before I introduce anybody else, I just want to get something off my chest. The very first show that you played here with your partner in Sosol, I had four different people message me. They sent me videos of you. They sent me private messages. They were like, you've got to get these guys on the podcast. And like, you just blew everybody away. You came to town and blew everybody away, and you just blew me away. So thank you for that. That was really cool.
I'm from out of town.
That was really cool. Yeah. Yeah, where are you from?
Well, my husband John and I just moved here from the Boston area.
Oh, okay.
No shit.
Boston. Yeah.
Nobody ever moves here from Boston.
Just been in town for less than a year, right?
Yeah, we actually arrived in Reno in August and then decided to stay in Reno.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Like that protection program where you're a witness.
Well, if it was Rick, she couldn't tell us that.
You could tell us.
Nobody listens.
But yeah, why?
Because I'm not protected anymore.
Why was Boston amazing? And then you're just like, hey, let's move to fucking Reno.
Sort of like that. So I have to back up and say that I'm from Massachusetts. My husband is not from Massachusetts.
Ah.
He's homesick right now. He's got a thing that makes his throat hurt. So.
Oh, he's homesick, not homesick. Oh, like for a place. Like,
both.
You're homesick. You're homesick from Massachusetts. He's just homesick.
Yeah, he's at homesick and drinking tea.
Aww.
And he was born in El Paso, and he lived kind of all over with his military family. And so anyway, just putting that out there, we're not both from Boston, actually.
Yeah.
From a rural town in Mass. And we had a plan. We were going to move to Arizona, and then the thing we had lined up there, you know, it didn't work out as we thought. And we had some good friends here, and they said, oh, just come to Reno. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we
well,
did.
Do you like it?
We love it. It's awesome. Great. It's such a great city.
We love it here.
Excellent.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, welcome to the podcast, Podcast Virgin.
Thank you.
And first of our Women's March series, which is an annual month-long month of shows where we focus on female singer-songwriters, female-fronted bands, etc., and female artists. And speaking of artists, we have two other amazing artists in the studio. Let's go around. We've got Jessie.
Hello, Reno.
And
Kristen.
Kristen.
Hi.
Like I remembered.
Kind of. Hi.
What are you guys doing here? You guys are with Good Luck Macbeth.
We are. So we are here representing The Wolves, which is the next show at Good Luck Macbeth,
and
happens to be an all-female cast and crew. So,
and it's in March.
And it's in March.
Did you do this on purpose? Is March Girl Month everywhere, or
you
is
know,
it just here?
I love it. It should be. We don't get an... Every month should be Girl Month, but, you know.
True.
We'll take
true.
What we can get.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so you're directing?
I am directing it, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're not in it?
I'm not in it. I'm directing it.
You seem very excited about this. Is this your first time directing? Have you directed other plays before?
I have directed children's theater.
We did talk a lot about that,
yes.
Actually, when you were here for Shakespeare in Love, which was, what was that, a month or two ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
About a month ago, yeah. You were on the show, and that was a really fun episode. With you and Bill Ware.
Yeah. That was a good time.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
And so, Jessie, you are actually in the play. What do you play? What character do you play?
I play number 25, who is the team captain of the high school soccer team.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What is Wolves about without giving it away too much? Like, I don't think I've ever heard of this. Wait.
Oh, can we can we please set this up? Or do you mind if I jump in?
Please.
Here?
Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. So we are proud, Good Luck Macbeth, we are proud to present Sarah Delap's The Wolves. The Wolves was a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 2017.
I want to say that's correct.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sarah herself is a Reno native.
Oh.
So that's a big part of both that it is such a strong cast about young women at a turning point age of their lives. It's a coming of age story in many ways. We really wanted to bring something like that to the Reno stage during Women's History Month, obviously, to
especially because it was written by a female Reno native. That's awesome. You know, it just doubles down on the whole concept.
Nice. Thanks for bringing that up. I had no idea, actually. I really didn't know. Like,
tickets are on sale now, and they are going quite quickly. We are expecting a lot of brisk sales and great attendance for the show. So opening weekend is next week?
March 15th.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. I will be there.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck, Macbeth. You guys are like fucking killing it. You always have. And ever since I first, like, I'm not a like super big into theater. Well, I am now, but like I had never been to a play before. I went to the first play that I've been to. It was at Good Luck Macbeth. It was the Evil Dead musical.
That was the first play I ever went to.
And I was like, this is what theater was like. Like, I grew up thinking that it was going to be boring and stuffy and that nobody my age went. And then I realized that all my friends are like busy, like making these awesome things happen, and I have to be part of it too. And I don't think I've missed a single Good Luck Macbeth show since then.
Yeah. Rats. Yeah. Thank you.
It's an awesome experience.
Jesse here has been instrumental with me getting involved on the backside of things.
Oh, nice. Stop at you. Yeah.
No, what Good Luck Macbeth does is good work and good theater, and it's great entertainment. And I've never actually been to a show there that wasn't sold out. So get your tickets now.
They're doing
great
things.
Not kidding. Get your tickets now. And I will be there in a volunteer capacity, probably opening weekend.
Sweet.
That's how I experience things.
I'll be glad to see you.
yeah. So that's also a thing you can do. Get involved.
Yeah. There you go. I went there last night, or not last night, this last weekend, and saw Christopher Daniels.
Oh, I missed that. I love him. Show. Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was really good.
I can't imagine Christopher Daniels talking for that long.
As everyone who knows him laughs.
He is so awesome. I love that man.
This is the first of, I believe, 3 one-man shows this season that he's doing as part of a series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of a series because of a grant that he got from the Sierra Arts Foundation, actually.
To develop it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How's that work? What was that about?
I think he just applied as an individual artist to be able to create this series of one-man shows.
That's really cool.
He already had the idea. Oh, yeah. Sierra Arts is...
That's Eric Brooks's, like, what he's affiliated with, right?
Correct.
Yeah, cool.
It's been a great resource for decades here in Reno for artists to make things financially feasible for them to do.
That's how I got to live in the artist loft.
Oh, nice.
Sierra, that's why that is the artist loft.
That's amazing.
In so many ways, yeah.
Well, thanks, Brooks, and everybody at Sierra Arts who does what they do. Woohoo! Holy crap. The Reno art scene is as vibrant as ever and amazing. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's weird to be there now because I've been imagining this for years, a long, long time ago. And now it's like, oh, shit, it's fucking here. This town is the way I kind of want it to be.
Yeah. There's something for everybody. Yeah. There's an amazing scene and there's an audience to watch it.
Yeah.
For a long time, there was an amazing scene, but the audience was lacking.
Yes.
And now it seems like everywhere I go, the places are full.
That's so good.
It's starting to catch up the last year or two.
We've all seen it. Like, we've always known Reno's a little diamond in the rough, but
Oh, real quick, with our two actors, can we say, like, what the stuff that you were in? Because most of our audience has seen all the Good Luck Macbeth plays.
Thank you, Rick. What a great question.
Just so you can picture it at home.
Jesse first. She's done more than me. The first show that I actually did with Good Luck Macbeth was Audition the Musical, which was written by John Bankhead, who's also affiliated with the Sierra Arts Foundation. And then I went into, Hand to God. If y'all remember Puppet Sex.
That's a good show, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Where was I for Puppet Sex?
Oh, yeah. And then... Titus Andronicus, I was in that. Mm-hmm. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
That was so good. Oh my God,
That was a fun show.
So
recently, the most recent thing I did was Young Frankenstein at GLM.
Yeah.
And you were?
And I was Inga in that.
There you go.
Awesome.
Roll.
Rollin's hey.
Thank you.
I was going to say, we should have had you prepare a song.
I about fainted. Because I love you. You're beautiful.
It was hot.
Wait, what?
I
don't think it did. Like, there was so much sexual tension. It was amazing.
Oh,
it did not need nudity.
It wasn't like like the most recent one, which had all the flesh that I wanted in there. But continue. And then, did you do anything in Shakespeare in Love?
No, I didn't. I was behind the scenes a lot doing stuff with the new-ish bar at GLM.
Yeah, bottoms and, up.
Yeah, bottoms up. Thank you, Thomas Bottom.
Yeah, we have our actual bar there, like liquor license and everything.
Nice. Because before, wasn't it just like beer
donations?
Donation.
It was,
it was
a donation space. But yeah, we have an actual functioning bar there called Bottoms Up.
Nice.
It's super rad.
Legit now.
Yeah.
Door always opens half an hour early, so come on in and get some drinks.
and then, yeah, that brings me to being in The Wolves now. Mm-hmm. And I actually want to do a bit of a shout out to GLM because for a long time I wasn't involved in the theater, and it wasn't until someone brought me into the fold at GLM, Ashley Marie James, if that sounds familiar to anyone. Brought me into the folds. And
I think none of us would be where we are if it weren't for her.
No. Fact. That is just a fact. And so it's been really cool for about the past 2.5 years doing stuff with GLM, and I'm hooked. I've got the GLM bug.
That's who brought me in, actually, to... Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, Ashley, I was hanging out at our good friend Ed and Heidi Atkins. They were having a party, and Ashley walks in, and I remember the day she got the news about the Evil Dead musical. She was literally shaking, and she was like, "I can't tell anybody, but I don't know you yet, so I'm going to tell you the secret." She just had to get it off her chest, and she told me, and like she started screaming and like crying and stuff, and I was like, "Do you want any help?" And she was like, "Yes, I want help." And so then I started, that's how I got hooked by GLM2, like doing building stages and building sets. I built the first bar.
Oh, there. That's sweet. Oh.
Yeah. And so that's how I became involved and started going to shows there because of Ashley. So thanks, Ash.
That's great. Yeah. Hello.
You're the best.
Yeah. Aww. Awesome.
Yeah, she's the one who got me back involved in theater exactly with that show.
Yeah,
I was one of the producers on that and PR and marketing guy. So, yeah.
She was my acting coach once.
That was there you go.
We've all been touched by Ashley.
This show sort of dedicated to Smashley.
No, Smash.
Captain of the Shipbirds.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I'm new to Reno, and so new to GLM. And
we had you on for Shakespeare in Love.
Correct.
So
if
you heard that episode, we told the whole story of where you came from and how you wound up here. And
covered on a previous podcast.
Right.
Right, exactly.
But I would like to say, just publicly for the record, I incredibly enjoyed your performance.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
It was so good. So strong.
Everybody did so good.
Yeah, that was a great cast.
I saw Closing Night, and so I wasn't able to talk about it until after it was over, which kind of sucks. But holy shit, I can't believe how much everybody had to kiss Cody.
Everybody,
like a ridiculous amount of kissing Cody. Well, mostly you. I gotta say though, but there was that one scene where he says, "No, you gotta kiss the guy like this," and he walks up and kisses the other dude.
I'm just gonna say he did not have to kiss him that long.
Oh my god,
that was Cody's choice.
I was seated down front with a whole bunch of gay men. There was just a whole row of homos back to back. We were all there together. We had all said we're all gonna go see this together. And when that happened, it made me realize how much I'm a product of the '80s because it freaked me out a little bit. It was like it was almost upsetting and exciting, and like it kind of hurt inside.
Oh.
But he really
theater it's doing its job.
Holy
right on.
I want to see a doctor.
No, it was great. No, because with the age I grew up in, men don't kiss men in front of a room full of people.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
It
what
happens
you're saying,
at gay bars, but not in a room full of random people that paid to see it.
And good luck, Macbeth.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I was dressed like a boy half of the show, even.
So much gender bending.
I know. Oh. It was crazy. But that was a really fun show. It was a fun cast. And actually, it was about the beginning of that run that Bill Ware pulled me aside and said, "Hey, listen, we are looking for someone to direct The Wolves. Would you like to direct The Wolves?"
Yes, yeah, sure,
And not. I was in my costume for Shakespeare in Love and said, "Sure."
We'll just keep you. And then, like, in August, you'll have been a part of every production.
Apparently, right?
Welcome to Reno. Wow.
But it's
this
been
is how
wonderful.
We suck you in.
I went to the first rehearsal of The Wolves. These girls were just killing it already. They are so strong. It was cast well.
Can we ask who else is in the cast? Anybody who's been a regular on the Good Luck or local stages?
I think Jesse would be more familiar with this because I'm so new. Okay, so actually, it's really cool that The Wolves is mainly a bunch of young women who mm-hmm. have never done anything with GLM before. Like,
oh, cool.
That's true, actually, okay. Yeah. Out of the whole cast, like, I'm probably the one who's done the most stuff at GLM. And then close seconds would be Cassie Anderson and mm-hmm. her dad, Dave Anderson, I think, helped start Bruca Theater.
Yeah. Just worked with Cassie, she's great.
Yeah. Super cool. Maddie McClooney was also in Young Frankenstein, so she's increasingly a GLM.
And what did she play?
If you will. She's playing, oh my gosh, I can't
remember. She's playing Young Frankenstein.
Oh, she was in the ensemble in Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Villager number something.
Right.
Number something.
He's just really, really Young Frankenstein. He just wants to hear about it. Which I don't blame him, but it was fantastic.
Dude,
the second act just blew me away.
It was so good. Anyways.
Oh, but sorry.
No, you're all good.
Shakespeare in Love was amazing. I almost cried in the middle of it. So
let's take a break to tell you how awesome you are.
Well, because you don't want to cry in front of everybody.
And the gal who played the queen and she played Frau Blücher.
Stacey. She's amazing.
She kind of steals the show.
Everybody,
absolutely.
Everybody can't believe. Everybody can't stop talking about her.
She's amazing.
I swear.
She's
great. I mean, it's warranted. But holy shit! I was told that during there's a scene where she says he was my cousin in Shakespeare
mm-hmm,
in Love.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, somebody who was a GLM regular yelled out, "Boyfriend! He was my boyfriend."
That's great.
I just thought that's so cool that it's such a close theater thing that we all know, you know, where she was, what she was, and can have callbacks to other productions.
That's special. Stacey Johnson. So she is not in The Wolves, though, unfortunately. She's not in The Wolves.
Let's take a quick break and come back to this and let's have a little song.
Absolutely.
Jess, we're totally ignoring you.
Jess to play. And then I want to talk to Rick about what he did this week.
Now I know where to go see the most awesome play coming up, so that's good.
Right?
Hecka.
All right, this song is called Glory Machine. Like the golden repairs of a Japanese bowl, as our history show, we are strong for having broken. When a wardrobe is sewn from the fabric of fear, is it wise to suggest whatever kills you makes you stronger? In a cube of a construct, the walls may remain, but the will most surely cave in. The pyramids will stand beyond a plan to house dead bodies with treasures so splendid. Condemned to stay within. And if the pyramids erupt, if the pyramids erupt, an internal force to detonate the centuries of stillness, to liven up the landscape and purge the mess we've made. And if this were to occur while we are still alive to witness, would we still be distracted by the geometric shell? Or would the river gems and molten metal surge around our ankles? Our final thoughts are flaws in our sacred and our stable. Shift your
your shape and wear your colors. Your light and your beauty shift your shape and wear your colors. Your right and your duty find your place, join the others. Your light and your beauty shift your shape and wear your colors. As the rain of ash collected in the air and on our surface, would we finally lose the current to the glory machine? Still the same, just as they have always been.
Yay!
Yes.
Should we get one more?
Sure.
Let's do one more.
Do you have like 10 for us?
Yeah, I want to hear all of them.
Got a little handful.
We know Rick loves his banjo music too.
I got a tune. Can you guys talk about stuff for a sec?
What did you do this week, Rick? You had an interesting guest here.
So you guys remember when Eden Sleeves were here, and we talked to them about how they why their band is named Eden Sleeves, and they had no reason.
Yeah.
They're just like it's just Eden Sleeves. We thought it was a funny thing. And so we tried to make up reasons why it would be Eden Sleeves. Anyway, so these awesome young men, and I remember when I heard it, I was just like, God, I want to hear it with bass, because they didn't have a bass player.
Right.
But the singer does play bass, and he has this amazing full voice. Well, they called me afterwards and asked if they could come record.
Oh, cool.
Sure. And so they came in, and we did three tracks over the weekend, and it was so awesome. And two of them are 18, and one of them is 21, and one of the 18-year-olds had never been in a studio before, and it was so great. He fucking had 1,000 guitars and took out all the amps that I have, and we're plugging everything into everything. And by the end of the weekend, he was like, I was like, well, what sound do you want for this one? I want this guitar through that amp with this thing. And they're like, it was so amazing. And so we just had this great fucking time, and everything got completely done and totally mixed and mastered and is done today.
Yeah, and cool. They're good kids, and they kept tagging Dogwater Studios on Instagram and tagging the podcast on Instagram all week.
Right.
So that was actually all weekend. That was actually pretty cool.
Good.
They were so stoked to be here.
We fucking laughed and had such a great fucking time all weekend. It was so awesome. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm fucking almost 50 when I'm hanging out with all these cool people.
Okay, Luke Perry.
So
on that note, he
is a real fire starter.
Jessica, save us with a song, please. Oh my God!
Thank God she's tuned.
this storm. But I know you cannot stop a windmill with a switch. Try to tell you, you wouldn't listen. Your ears are full of all that your eyes have seen. Try to tell you, you wouldn't listen. Your ears are full of all that your eyes have seen. If you're dead.
That's a good point.
Very
awesome.
Jessica's going to be appearing at Dead Ringer this weekend.
I was legit like with, just looking at this.
With John at So, as So Soul with good buddies of Josiah Knight and Buffalo Moses, Brian Jones.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good lineup.
Dude, I didn't Holy even realize shit. That. So, like, when I asked you to come on tonight, like, it didn't...
I was no overjoyed to hear that that was...
No,
it's just a nice little dovetail. Yeah.
It was completely, like, random that you were able to come on the show tonight, and you have a show this weekend. Planned, but awesome.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Your message today during my third period art class, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
So you teach art.
Yeah.
Cool. You are an awesome, actually, artist in your own right, too, besides being an amazing singer, songwriter, banjo player.
What kind of art do you do? Visual sculpture?
I make jewelry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I do little paintings with glass enamel that you can wear.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, neat.
Da Silva Studios, right, on That's Instagram mm-hmm. and Facebook. I'll make sure that I tag
No, we're just picked up their phone.
I know, right?
Jesse and Kristen are whipping their phones out to find that.
Is that one of yours?
Find it right now.
Beautiful work.
Links on
and then you, you had a booth at the flea market too, right?
I did. Oh,
cool.
That was so fun.
Did you have fun?
That was awesome. Good. What a cool event.
Yeah. No, thanks. It was great to have you.
Nice like, job. Nice
somebody
job,
keep
guys.
Telling me how awesome I am. No, just kidding. I will definitely make sure to link all of your stuff on our blog and Facebook page. Yeah, don't worry. You guys don't have to.
Because I can't find it.
No. I'll link all of the things and we'll shout out all that too.
Super cool.
And shout out to your partner, John, who isn't here tonight.
John Garrett. He's a songwriter. He taught me how to be a songwriter.
Did you guys meet? Were you musicians separately before, and then form this project together, or like?
He was separately a musician. Mm-hmm. I was separately not a musician, and then
like you had never played an instrument. Like you were just not.
I played the trumpet in the seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
And then I stopped because it hurt my face.
Oh
and...
yeah. Well. Yeah.
I was like, I'm just not cut out for music, I guess. And, then John came along. And
I would say that's not fair. Yeah. You were definitely cut out for music.
Yeah,
he saw that in you. That's great.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
When it comes to your singing, too, I love your vocalization, your dynamics in your sound and articulation. That's the word I was looking
you
for.
Too.
So it's like emotional
Dude,
bullshit.
Exactly. It's like partly like flirty sometimes and then poignant and then like funny and... No, it's great.
Thanks.
This is why there was a massive amount of buzz around you when you first came to town.
Later, we'll all be tired of you.
Which was probably very strange for you to deal with. You were probably like, what is going on? Well,
it was a little bit. I mean, we had been in Boston a while.
How long have you been performing together? Or yourself even? Oh, okay.
I didn't perform. Prior to performing with John, I was like an ice skater. Like, I didn't.
You were performed,
yeah.
Oh, I'm like, damn. Yeah. Is there anything you can't do? What are you bad at?
Guitar. Guitar. It's too big.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. You know, hands, but you're a damn good.
Can you play the flute?
A little. Learning.
It's that whole thing with
you
the
get it pool
instrument. Are you good at pool?
You know any languages?
Two languages.
Do you really?
Yeah. I can't sing any of the songs I wrote in Portuguese without John.
Ah.
They don't go with my solo
current
ensemble.
Setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does John play?
John plays a guitar and sings.
Okay.
And we also have a dear friend of ours who we are lucky enough to have in Reno, Dylan Coleman on the upright. Acoustic bass.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Will that be part of the show this weekend?
He's a busy guy.
Okay.
he's a music teacher, and he's a phenomenal bass player, jazz player. And he's always playing. So we didn't get to him fast enough for that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
We're potentially, it's not been 100% confirmed, playing a show the following weekend next door at the Abbey.
Abbey's
the cellar. Yeah.
Don was like, I was like, when are you going to have live music again? Because there was one show ever that I seen.
Oh, in Abbey's.
Abbey's Highway,
right next door. Yeah, yeah. Like between us and the Mo.
Yeah, okay. So it's not the
gotcha.
Abbey. It's Abbey's.
Yeah. 40 my bad. Highway. My bad.
And I asked when he would have live music, and he was like, when are you going to play my stage? And so I said, name a day, and he was like, play my St. Patty's Day party.
Okay.
We didn't confirm it after that night, so maybe this is just a big lie, but hopefully that would be cool.
Show up and find out.
Yeah, Dylan will join us for that show if that's
nice.
A show.
So it's very just going to cool. be you and John
yep.
on Friday, which I'm super excited about. Have you played with Brian Jones or Buffalo Moses?
No, but we went to the loudest folk that he was at, and it was great. And I've seen Josiah play with Ola Kindred, and I was just
so amazing.
They great?
Yeah. Yeah. So amazing.
I would love to see you and Ola like jam out.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's like, he's been playing maybe longer than I have. I've not been playing that long.
Wow.
He's excellent at that.
He is excellent.
He makes all kinds of sounds come out of him.
He does. He's kind of
and his voice somehow all kinds of sounds.
It's awesome. Yeah, his episode was one of my you listened to that episode.
Yeah.
It was really good. But no, it's gonna be a freaking incredible show. I can't wait to see you guys there.
Yeah, it's
Friday.
Gonna be a lot of
and
fun.
And Dead Ringer
weekend.
Has turned out to be a pretty interesting little venue. Good job. And thanks, Rory.
Thank you.
I actually went
to come. More to come.
So what I did this weekend is one of the nights I went out, I did two things. I went to Picnic and saw Travis Hayes with this amazing singer-songwriter gal called Maddie Sipes from San Francisco and Sacramento, who I'm actually gonna try to have on the show. Her voice is like, I don't even like Phoebe Bridgers, kind of soulfully Nico Casey sort of. I don't know. It's weird. It's awesome. And so I got to see my good buddies play. And then we went to Ritual, which is the goth night that they have at Dead Ringer. And it was so fun. And I saw
DJ
everyone
Draven.
There. Fucking Random Box was there.
Yep.
And Natalie Enriquez was there. Joey, my favorite gay Joey from
Right. Gay Joey.
Royce.
Yeah,
gay Royce,
Joey.
Sorry. I was
gay
like
Joey, not Asian Joey. Yeah.
The two Joeys that work at Royce. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He was there, and I went with Eric, who was in from Condemned Existence. Mm-hmm. He was on the show a couple
Iglesias,
weeks ago.
Yeah.
And lots and lots of friends were there. The place was packed.
Oh, that's a good event with a lot of great people.
Yeah, music was
awesome. It's everybody Rick went to high school with in the 80s.
Yeah, Rick, you would have loved it.
Was Jason Hollis there?
I don't know.
Was Galen there?
Probably. You should have come. But yeah, no.
Yeah, it's the first Saturday of every month. We do the Ritual put on by DJ Draven.
and Rusty. And we there's always a guest DJ each month. Like a couple months ago, it was Terry Tiger Bunny.
I love
that's all goth music, right?
Yes, oh yeah, the night music, it's goth. It's industrial like, dark wave.
Yeah.
You know, all that be sad and spin around in a circle kind of music by yourself with a group of people.
Lots of groups of people.
Dudes wearing eyeliner and shit.
Yeah. Drop acid and drop tracers with your cigarette while you're dancing.
There's no smoking in the bar.
No
smoking.
Yeah.
God damn it, Lori.
And when it comes to dropping, well, that's your own time.
But yes, excellent event. And I think they're doing a really good job at Dead Ringer. So I hope people continue to give that place a shot. And like, you know, Friday, come out to Dead Ringer for So Sol and Buffalo Moses. And Josiah Knight, all my favorite people.
It's such an amazing venue. But that photograph that, or the drawing that is the thing for the Dead Ringer of the cassette with the hand with the fucked up fingernails.
Oh.
The zombie hand.
Is so upsetting. It's so upsetting. I just want to clean those fingernails so bad.
You would like, want to clean
they're
them.
They're like split all the way down the middle, and like, and it just looks like somebody with. I didn't think zombie. I guess it is a zombie, but it just like it just made me think like it makes my own fingernails hurt to look at it.
Well,
what else do you have?
Also, just because of other awesome things going on this weekend, this is also kind of a last minute show. But the following night on Saturday, we've got the Schizopolitans.
Oh yeah,
two and a half hours of your favorite deranged musician lunatics.
Weird. They're so weird.
Yeah,
like
it's going to be good.
Have you seen them?
That's when you want to drop acid at.
Yeah. Drop tracers with a cigarette.
Very theatrical, avant-garde, acoustic, oral compositions.
Oh, it's amazing. And they've been on the show multiple times. There's actually, so if you guys are just listening and you don't know who the Schizopolitans are, look them up. Go to that search bar on worstlittlepodcast.com.
So it's good. It's actually, we've got a great weekend lined up here. At Dead Ringer with the So Soul Josiah. Buffalo show on Friday, and then Schizopolitans on Saturday. So,
only place you should be,
is
Dead Ringer this weekend. Apparently, that's pretty much it.
Nice. Okay. Cool. I mean, there's other stuff happening, but we'll just go with that.
Nice. Cadillac will keep
that's
you posted.
The blog post will have more details. And coming up this week, debuting over at thisisreno.com, one of the sponsors of the show. Please check us out for all of your favorite news about the local Truckee Meadows area. I'm going to be changing the events column. It's going to be Reverend Rory's top five picks of the week. It's going to be five things I'd like to go do if I wasn't broken with an infant.
There you go. That's pretty much what I post on our blog. It's like my
so it's WWRD. What would Rory do?
Yes. Oh my God. No, we're not. WWRRD. What would
Reverend Rory Dowd do?
WWRRDD. What would Reverend Rory Dowd do?
Too many letters. Yes. All right. Rory's already on his phone getting bracelets printed up, everybody. We should do that. We should offer that as a reward for our Patreon sponsors. Do we have anybody new this week, Rick?
Yes!
We do?
Okay. And it is, I believe, the first family member of one of us.
Oh.
You would think that our families would be first in line to try to keep us afloat.
I know my family would not donate any.
I don't want
my
mom to listen.
My beloved sister Gina became a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah,
Gina. Thanks,
Gina.
And my sister Gina is she's not just giving it to me. She's not just giving us money because she's my sister. She's giving us money because she listens to the show regularly and loves it.
Oh my God, when you introduced me at the punk rock flea market, you introduced me to your mom and your sister. Like, she shook my hand super hard and she, like, knew me.
Yes. Uh-huh. she knows that you banged that guy that killed his grandpa. She knows about your love affairs.
How many weeks in a row? Though.
We know so many things.
It's a good story. We can't,
She knows about your
breakup. Yeah, no, she knows everything that's going on. She knows more about me than she should. Aww. She said that there are moments where she's like, I didn't need to know that about my brother.
That happened in that room I slept in?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Luckily, I don't ever get laid, so it's not that bad. Woo! Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
So you guys, so that's really great. And so we've got a new Patreon subscriber. So if you want to help support the show, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, you can become one of the tiny few people that we love so dearly that help keep the show alive.
And if you'd also like to support the show, go visit our sponsors and support them, like thisisreno.com. Sign up for an easy subscription. subscription where you get all of their extra content, where you hear some of the heartbreaking journalistic content that we've got out there.
We do have some exciting things happening this month, actually, for our Patreon subscribers. So subscribe, and we have some exclusive content from this Women's March month of shows.
I will come to your house and mansplain something.
Oh, God.
I'm actually not very good at that. I'm just good at being overbearing.
But we do. We do have, like, there's a lot of really cool things that happen, like, behind the scenes here at the podcast that you guys don't get to hear when Rick finally masters it and makes us all sound good. But, yeah, so a lot of that stuff is going to be available as content for our sponsors. So we appreciate your patronage. And I think it'll be really fun.
If you give us $100 a month, we're going to... We're going to make you a compilation.
You
of
can take Chewy out to dinner and pay for it yourself.
Exactly. Yes.
We'll give you something.
Oh, man.
A mint.
Yeah.
Or an STD.
We'll give you a plaque, dude. If you paid $100 a month, we'll make a plaque for you.
It won't be great, though. It'll just be like a piece of wood that we write on.
Magic marker.
We'll make your kids make it.
If we make a plaque that costs $100, then we just break even.
Yeah. Right.
We can have Jessica's art. Students make it, like, that can be a thing, yeah.
We'll
but then they would have to.
We'll have Riku make it since she's already part of the show, but she'll not finish. She'll just, like, give up halfway through the project.
Yeah, that
and
sounds
then,
right.
And then we'll send it out. Just like this podcast.
That's what you have. Speaking of stuff to look forward to, we have a really, really awesome month of music. Next weekend, next week we have Jen Scafidi.
Oh my God.
And her again. Yes, but a very special cameo from a former intern. Then I'll let you guys figure out
Joe?
Who that is. Yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know.
Rory just ruins
There's
it.
There's no. New girl.
New girl.
Ooh, yeah.
New girl.
So there's going to be lots of feminine energy in here.
The very accomplished
next week,
new
boys.
Girl.
Yes.
Sweet.
She's definitely gone on to do some cool stuff, and I want to talk to her about how interning here kind of parlayed into her amazing
how
career
she
in radio.
Used us as a career ladder to actually make money and leave us men behind.
You know, yeah. she did the thing, and I'm, you know. And then we've got Raksha Paksha. Am I saying that right?
Raksha Paksha.
Okay, so they're
like rock.
Raksha Paksha. Okay,
that's that mother daughter duo.
Yeah, those guys,
the
Carolyn
Gates
and
girls.
Shaolin. Yes, and then on the 25th, we have a very special kind of singer songwriter roundtable with Crystal McMullen, Kelly Proud, and friends.
Ooh. Damn,
on the podcast, it's gonna be really
seriously,
good.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Hey, Jen Scafidi.
Hey, Jen.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah,
keep it in your shirt, Jen.
And she's very excited to come on, actually.
I think she is the prettiest person in the world.
I think she's pretty cute, too. I hope she's listening.
I love Jen.
Oh, she played a really good show with March Divide at Foxy Olive the other night. That was, what night was that? Thursday? I don't know. Whatever. Last week. It was really cool. March Divide is really awesome. Like,
oh, yeah.
Solo singer-songwritery Tory guy. I guess he's had, like, songs on the Kardashians and, like, all over the radio and stuff. He's kind of a big deal. And he played Foxy Olive, so.
Yeah, second time.
Yeah, second time. And Jim played too, and that was really great. I love Foxy Olive. So, yeah, support your neighborhood Foxy Olive, guys.
Support your dive bars.
Support your dive bars.
And broke musicians. And actors.
Yes.
Hey, can we hit up some details about that show again before we wrap up?
Yeah.
When's it open? How long's it run? How many performances?
The Wolves, March 15th. Through the 30th. We have 10 performances over 3 weekends. It's going to be an awesome show.
You are doing Thursday shows?
We are. No? Yeah, yes. We are doing Thursday. We even have
a Wednesday show the second weekend.
Second weekend because I have Wednesdays off.
Do it.
Is that artist night? Do you have one of those? No discounts.
I would have to get back to you with that information. Please inquire within.
Yes, thank you.
I'm broke. Do you have any shows for me?
It's a valid question.
We have tried to provide discount rates and artist shows in the past. It has been something that we're still not letting go of, but I do not believe we have anything in place for this show.
Not to my knowledge, no. But
thank you.
Again, we will come back to you.
You could always send a private message and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Sure.
No. We'll get back.
Just go to good luck.
Yeah.
What is it,
all
GLM.
Of the Reno art scene that knows me, you cannot hit me up for free tickets. I get two for me, one for me, one for my wife.
You could always volunteer.
And fuck, yes. I wanna,
could always volunteer.
We could always use more volunteers.
That's what I do because I'm broke also. So I just like, you know, check names at the door.
And I'm broke, but I really want to fucking support Good Luck Macbeth. Yeah, I really want to keep that fucking roof up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So oh, I'm always, well, and I don't drink alcohol. So I'm always like, when I go out to a venue and they're like, oh, you want to put you on the list to get in for free? I'm like, and then I go in for free, don't buy anything to drink and enjoy your show. What an asshole. I would never do that. So yeah.
Well, you're the Rick Spagnola.
Right.
The dog water dick.
The dog
water dick. So, all right, I'm sorry. To get back to the show, 10 performances. Tickets are, gosh, help me with that. It's 17 in advance.
It's 18 in advance, 20 at the door.
Thank you.
Correct.
And then 30 for VIP front row treatment.
It is champagne seating, as we mm-hmm. like to call it. And this, so
the
this show is actually
service at your seat.
And this show's on a thrust, so we have seating on all three sides. So it's super cool.
Neat.
So we have a lot of really
a lot
cool
of real
front
estate
row seats.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a fun one. And it's about soccer. I don't know if we mentioned that. It's about nine.
I think we glossed over what
young
the play's actually about.
That yeah, was not touched at all.
It is about these nine young women who are just kick-ass soccer players, and they're navigating life and figuring things out. They're teenagers, but at the core of it, they are athletes, which is why I really liked this show. Is that this show does not portray women in the stereotypical way that theater generally does.
The ingenue,
yeah. Or the love interest, or the whore, even, you know, in these ways,
the crone,
or someone who is lesser than the male figure, the
Desdemona.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is just about these young women playing soccer, figuring out life. It's super cool. It really is. It's super
cool.
Yeah,
excited.
Like kind of a girl Stand By Me, but not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, not to make it derivative. That's,
and it's
that.
Not the female version of
right.
anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no dead bodies in there.
There's skeletons in closets, maybe.
Right? And one of them does not transform into a wolf at the end or anything. Like that. We always joke about that.
But, yeah. Way to give it away.
Right. Sorry.
That would be it's awesome. Not- if like the third act, all of a sudden, it's a werewolf play.
Oh, man. Right.
It becomes like Teen Wolf. The big soccer game, they all wolf out and win.
Michael J. Fox version
awesome.
Of Teen Wolf for that.
Awesome.
No, but like it's a whole team of wolves.
Oh, Team Wolf.
Yes.
Not Teen Wolf, but Team Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be punny there.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to explain it, which makes it way less funny. Hi guys.
Hello.
Welcome to the worst.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Jokes.
Anyhow, all right. Well, is that it? Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Nick, you got anything?
No, I'm going to go see Mike Doty, though,
on
March 17th. So I'm sorry I won't be there. Oh. But the dude from Soul Coughing is playing at the Saint.
Oh, is he at Saint? That's Saint, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love man. That dude.
Yeah.
Well, our show's the 16th, so you can do both.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And on the 15th is a giant metal show over at Dead Ringer with Rivers of Nihil.
Oh, yeah. Talk about this.
Okay. Rivers of Nihil, Entheos, Wolf King, and Conjurer are the touring acts. All pretty enormous, real heavy, hardcore, technical metal bands.
Nice.
And then local representation, we've got Coffin Raid with good buddy Raid Hendrix and Joe Cooster and a couple other guys whose names escape me at the moment. And then also Sans Ami, Quentin and Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite bartenders from the Foxy
Olive. We
gotta
get them on the show. When are they gonna come on?
I love Andrew.
Never. They will never be on this show. Andrew has told me that. But they're going to be the local opening acts. Please get your tickets online. This show is starting to sell out.
This
it's been
be
selling
big.
Out all
yeah.
of, literally their shows are selling out all over the East Coast. It's in 2 weeks on the 15th. It's a Friday. It's going to be insane. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then also Rivers of Nile is on the show. Actually, is on the podcast on the
the drummer Jared
the
15th, will be on here.
Yeah.
Because he lives locally, the rest of the band lives around the country.
Yes, so there we go.
Oh, cool. Very
cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so we'll hear about the tour once it's over.
Yeah.
So lots of cool stuff coming up throughout the next month here in Reno. And
as always, get your tickets early.
Yeah, start buying tickets early.
Start buying tickets, yeah. Well, because, you know, you're going to get shut out
like this Rivers and Isles show is going to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
You better get your tickets now if you want to go to that.
And like theater and stuff too. Oh, yeah. Like the theaters need you to buy tickets early.
Right.
That helps them gauge how many people are going to be there. They can even sometimes stage another performance. It helps them project for the next season.
Yeah.
You know, if you like local theater, local art, local musicians, out of town and touring talent coming to be a part of it all, buy your tickets early.
Yep. Support it so we can keep making this stuff happen.
Yeah. Brownpapertickets.com is where you can get your tickets for the Wolves.
Yeah.
And there will be links.
Or
goodluckmacbeth.org. Yes. Links everywhere.
All the links.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget to give something up for Lent. Lent begins the day before this podcast comes out, so you're already late. Oh, you should have given something up yesterday.
Give up the podcast. Just kidding.
Give up not giving us money.
Yeah, no.
Right. Yeah, give up not giving us money.
Oh, no, that's fair. Okay,
I like that. It's clever.
Your Lenten sacrifice.
Right.
Tithe us. We are your musical religious overlords. Tithe us.
We are so much better than God. I don't mean that.
No, but see, I always have to explain this, is that Rick is Jesus' favorite.
If
you want to make Jesus happy, support Rick.
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen the Halloween
and
here?
I'm one of his official representatives as a reverend.
Amen. Makes perfect sense. All right.
More religious, spiritual.
I wanted to thank everybody for being here.
Yeah, Jessica's gonna play us two more songs on the way out. Do you want to close it out?
What am I? Oh, the ending. Damn it! I wanted you to do it. I was hoping to play dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody here at the podcast, all the guests, all the hosts, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, "Life is short, and we love you." Good night, ladies.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Letters that form the words in the paper about you. Better to see those words describing someone else. Your way across, slip by colors like you've never seen. Your days with us play over and over. It's cold, you know it's worse when the summer's gone. From the ground, the hole you left among us will never be filled. Your way across, slip by colors like you've never seen. Your days with us play over and over. Slow down, I need to know what's the hurry with you. Go now, I know you don't want to stay, it gets old. Go now, I know you don't want to stay and get old. Your way across, lit by colors like you've never seen. Your days with us play over and over. Your way across, slip by colors like you've never seen. Your days with us play over and over.
I'm going to play one more song. Just have to say happy birthday to Jenny Lou. Real quick.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. such times these will turn out to be. We will slide down the riches past the ashes to the sea. Meanwhile, the branches will wave toward the fence beyond and unharmed by the bars. Welcome back to this place, we know how to speak. Welcome back to this place, we know how to speak. My song tune timer that works beside my lungs knows only of growing, grows on without knowing. A space as a box to contain, that a space would ever dare to rearrange. We cannot lament a song certain end. No, we cannot lament a song certain end. For that dear friend would take measures away, away. Oh, that dear friend would take measures. I didn't take the paper in, I just kept walking by. Still have all these minutes, they are mine. The branches still pouring upward and the church bells ringing threes, singing for you now to tell the time. Oh, Musanna, don't you cry for me. Oh, my little lady, why don't you cry on me? Turn down your voices, they won't tell you a thing. They didn't even start out in your throat. Open wide, my eyes fill up all watery. I cry, there isn't time to reach this story. Out. Oh, Musanna, don't you cry for me. Oh, my little lady, why don't you cry on me? We cannot lament a song certain end. No, we cannot lament a song certain end. For that dear friend would take measures away, away. Oh, that dear friend would take measures.
Let's have a little medication, all right?
Dogwater Studios.
Everything was going so well.
Kind of, it was.